Many years ago, the New York Sun received a scrawled note from a bewildered child. It answered her with an editorial which has since become a classic of modern Christmas literature. It flowed brilliantly from the pen of Frank P. Church. The child's letter read, "Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?" Signed, Virginia O'Hanlon. And here is Mr. Church's reply.
Revelation of
Virginia, your little friends are
what
wrong.
Is beneath that
They've
mask?
Been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age.
We're gonna find
they do
out
not believe
really
except
soon,
they see.
Okay, we're going to find out really soon. Watch out. Catnip. Hey. I am predictable. I am predictable. Erupting into the colonoscopy of horror. The ejection of horrible shit.
The erection of honorable tribes.
Whatever. You haven't paid your $35 to Bob, okay? You have not given your $35 to Bob. A level you've not taken yourself, okay?
Strip of bacon around each sprout. And secure with food pick. Then bake in hot oven for 40 minutes. Serve piping.
They are good.
You need a gift.
I like that raw relish tray. It seems to sparkle with zest. Cucumber sticks, spears of endive, carrot sticks, celery.
And radish roses, and ripe olives, and green ones, too. That monkey wood tray with the sections that we bought in Hawaii is perfect to serve them in.
Your $35 to Bob. Right. And all of you listeners, if you can hear me,
a revenge from beyond.
If you can hear me,
it almost looks like
the sub subliminal shit. This may be percolating through.
Yikes!
Lovely wood tones
you
of the dish with
give
the bright, fresh colors of the garden,
and a blessing for Weight Watchers too. Almost no calories.
Get.
Before I change my mind. But not back to that day.
My friends, give yourself to Bob.
Do you have the whole 5 hours?
5 hours.
Really? Didn't miss much?
No, I flipped it, the tape, you know, instantly, as soon as, you know, it just before it got to the end.
Or your vagina needs to become Bob's.
Hey, great. What?
Bob's vagina.
No, I flipped it, the tape, you know, instantly, as soon as, you know, know, it just before it got to the end.
Really? Didn't miss much?
No, I flipped it, the tape, you know, instantly as soon as, you know, it just before it got to the end. No, I flipped it, the tape.
The whole 5 hours?
You 5 hours.
Really? Didn't miss much?
No, I flipped it, the tape, you know, instantly as soon as, you know, it just before it got to the end.
What is real? What is fiction?
Now there was a good one, that dog story all about...
But horror stories, why all the time horror stories?
You need to take yourself to that level.
Calorie conscious guests will bless you. They want to save their calories with a steak and macaroni. So now let's move on to the dining room. We had our first course, unhurried, beautiful to look at.
Like the bush of a vagina.
While the guests are enjoying themselves,
like the bush of a vagina. The bush of a vagina.
Macaroni and cheese guests.
Who's that bush?
I can draw it.
J.R. Bob.
Your steak, cooked in an iron pan on top of the stove. Yours, man. No one believes it. I mean to it.
Vagina cock.
Well, your butcher is almost as important as the steak.
Are you asking the butcher to trim?
No, but I'm asking him to trim every last snitch of
that
meat. For six guests, buy a piece of boneless top sirloin or top round. At least 1.5 inches thick, weighing around 4.5 pounds. Ask him to use his sharpest knife and painstakingly strip every bit of fat off the steak. When you get it home, go over it again. No fat. No fat. I can't repeat that warning. And also,
you just send money to
take it out at least 1/2.
Yes, look at that. We're looking
kill
up
me,
into the tower.
Now let's get to the cook.
Tower is standing up.
Patience is good seasoning for a leader.
Okay, you're standing up like Bob's cock. And what? Look at that. It's like a pause button for some play.
Put the pan over 5 feet on top of the stove to get
really like a pause button.
Sprinkle it with garlic.
Oh, that's what you're seeing right
now. Salt slowly turn charcoal black.
How about regular salt?
Exactly.
No, it won't char like garlic or onion salt.
Pause button.
Well, the pan is getting hot. Season the steak with garlic or onion salt and freshly ground black pepper.
I wrote for years without selling a single word.
Do this as long before cooking as possible. The steak gets better seasoned.
My monsters have done well.
Okay,
for me.
Now we're ready for the big moment.
YouTube,
let's go.
YouTube,
plunk that thick, fat-trimmed seasoned steak
actually
onto
does
the cereal.
Not exist.
Cook for 10 minutes on one side, then turn and cook on other side until it is right for your guests. Very rare, medium, or even well done if some of them like it that way.
Oh no, not well done,
YouTube,
please.
Remember, you're the host. A good host caters to each guest, even though he doesn't like his guests.
Even so, not well done, please. Give him partners instead.
Never interrupt the cook. With a sharp knife, cut into the center of the steak to test for doneness. Next, cut it across the grain into thin slices. Arrange those succulent charcoal-tasting slices on a hot, oven-proof platter. And on the hot platter, have a sauce of melted butter.
The monstrous, choking, suffocating horror of Aunt Bertha's hot sauce.
And well, Bentley, smoke-free room. Before you start handling,
a slimy effusion composed of all that is foul. It somehow decorates the viands by its perfect opposition to every concept of sanguinary taste. Yes, you'll bring up your dinner in the wrong way, the worst way, and you won't want to bring it up again after the convulsions have ceased. This is not a guarantee, but rather an admonitory issuance, which we simply hope will cover our multifold sins. And so I find myself isolated.
I'll kill him.
There, that's a little better. Now you're all here having fun. Sure. sure is great to be doing the old show again. Yes, sir, I'm back in the saddle, and I'm in fine form when I get my blood up. Yes, I used to be quite
a rip snorter. Hey, Hal, pretend it's next week and you're doing your show next week.
Never think that to look at me now. Well, I remember I was knee-high to a Mary Grasshopper. Oh, yes, I can hear you just fine, and I want to tell you, you've been doing an absolutely excellent job on the old show. But now that they can extend the telomeres at the end of your chromosomes, you can live for hundreds of years. Yes, you can be born in 1650 like me and watch all sorts of horrible changes come that nobody understands. Oh, okay. It's really terrible. It's not my fault. I was simply a witness to these events. I had nothing to do with them. I would have opposed them. But you can't stick your neck out or else your long lifespan ends right there. And I'm going to put that in for the record, just in case the recording angel wants to set it down in the Book of Life, which is where it belongs, because nobody reads it, except
on the Day of Judgment, when the sea gives up its dead.
All right, we're live and in color.
And the great white throne stands before the multitude.
We're the North.
Then you have to see, and everyone else gets to see, every minute sin you've ever committed on a giant widescreen, while all the intelligences of the universe watch and tut-tut and click their
and
multiple tongues.
And your girlfriends stay at the better hotels and have five judges there. Hilariously
there
entertaining.
There ain't no hotels.
And you have Rip Torn as
there
your
ain't
lawyer.
No motels. Everybody wears a sheet, but nobody lies down to sleep. I tell you, it's a different order of
being. Subgenius prison.
In subgenius prison, they wash brain of this unfortunate. As has been, said before, stipulated in the
9:30 this morning.
And you can get a free T-shirt if you continue to listen to this broadcast. We're going to tell you a little bit later on how you can be one of our lucky winners.
Tell him orange. Tell Doug orange.
Orange.
I think I'm beyond those.
Orange, really. You ashamed of yourself for making a mockery out of this show? And what do you mean, orange?
The Duke of Orange. And that whole misunderstanding.
You mean William of Orange?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yes, well, you see, he... there's a reason why they don't like the color orange in old Oireland.
I've been sent to the rug.
A rug rat down there running around. It's a rug rat.
Cabling issue. I'm actually down.
There's no business like show business. Like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
There's nothing lower in showbiz than a Radio Valencia rug.
Traffic will allow.
Let's go on with the show.
With that extraordinary feeling when you are stealing another $12,000.58.
Fine, we can insult everybody. And we
call me a banana.
There's no people like show people like
Kira.
Be as politically incorrect as you like.
While I'm down here on the rug,
we can insult everybody.
Fix some of the horrible cabling.
Then we try to.
That affects Radio Valencia.
If you're working at a party,
insulting people, I think we're not doing things right.
And you feel put upon, then you'll see
what you have there.
While you're
is what we refer to as a focused, non-terminal repeating phantasm, or a Class 5 full roaming vapor. Real nasty one too.
Now, for those that were offended because I said the man upstairs goofed, I'm not going to come out and apologize to you because that's what I believe.
I apologize to you.
No, I apologize to you.
I apologize to you.
No, I apologize to you.
If you come to one of the three shows
indeed believe in God, then you must believe that he's fallible.
If you paid for the show, Hal, you don't have to apologize.
I haven't paid yet. That's the problem. I've got to get more dues for dues-paying fans to support this glorious enterprise.
During the third reciliation of the last of the McKittrick supplicants,
just imagine
a
world
out of a giant floor
where broadcasts like this one didn't take place.
In the depths of the floor that
can
day,
you endure to live in such a reality? If not, your money needs to go where it will be used the best and the most. To me. Or actually, I am only a proxy for that because... Oh, there's nobody here. No, this is all a recording. And where was I? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. The
proxy.
I'm on the rug.
Talking about the proxy. You see, it's a. It is a. If only it were going to me. No, it's just going so they leave me alone. That's all.
836. Please call 32.
Oh, damn! It's my pager.
Also in the news, the largest walnut ever harvested was recently brought into market in Lithuania, causing a minor sensation locally.
Yeah, I understand that it was so large they had to put it in the trunk.
Yes, it was argued by the International Committee of Zoological Nomenclature that this was not a walnut at all, but some teratological remnant. In other words, a freak of nature, masquerading as an exceptionally large walnut.
No, wait a minute. Don't hang
but, of course, if you crack it and open it up, then you ruin its rarity, and you would spoil everything.
They just threw it in the trunk?
They brought it in a Mercedes-Benz trunk.
It was so big, it actually had to go into the trunk.
Yes, it was in the trunk also to keep it secret. And in the trunk, it was in a canvas bag, which completely covered its gnarled shell before it was brought into the exhibit hall on the morning of Saturday. Since then, the giant mutant walnut has attracted international attention in many venues and has recently been offered the opportunity to star in its own television series.
But in metal imagery, I never imagined that you would look as good as you sound on the radio.
And on... No, I can't. I can't do that one.
So this is where it all happens, huh?
That would have been a fun joke, but no, I have enough sense to realize that there are some things some jokes I should not make.
Did you say that?
Well, according to our last ratings, about 200,000.
Yes, you see the ratings. It's all about the ratings, but it's more than that. Ratings tell how much you're liked, but what can tell how much you're hated? What can tell how many enemies you have waiting to sink their needles and knives?
Well, according to our last ratings, about
your sensitive epidermis. Oh, I could prophesy, except here at 0430. The cold, unruly hand of death now presses closely on my thyroid glands.
How many listeners did you say you have?
Then you must believe he can, in fact, make an error.
Well, according to our last ratings, about 200,000.
All right, enough with the ratings, all right? We're doing our best. And I'm confident we're going to get a better ratings share on this program later on. If each one of you does your jobs, you know, I mean, this is
everybody here at 0430.
Slackers, feather bedders, soldiers, time wasters, toss pots, lally gaggers.
We've sent in crews to straighten out the cords here in the studio. We hope that this will result in better show.
Lazy legs, mattress pressers, sterno bums.
Some kind of weird ritual going on here.
Some kind of weirdos taking up good air. That four square men ought to be breathing.
Proper sex show.
That was happening tonight, and I couldn't go to it because I had to go to another show. But the former Jejun Institute was putting on a strange orgy tonight, which I even had an admit to, but I couldn't because I had to do something else.
Combined miniature deterrent forces.
Meanwhile, also in the news, giant sea slug infestation throngs California coast. Nudibranch stampede from warming waters changes character of California's undersea landscape.
I don't mean to be inquisitive,
spoke
this
briefly
CMBA
to Dolores Nudibranch, member of this highly exciting and now charismatic clade, taking over the underwater world from here to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. And in a moment, the results of that trial.
That's why we call.
Are you having trouble with your plug-ins? Well, every time you plug something in, just say a prayer to St. Rictus. There you go. All plugged in. See how easy it is.
Lack of control.
Remember, this is a plug for plugged-in systems. If you like Twitter, Yammer, Twitch, or Gritch, you'll love plug-in. It's the best of all.
There, I'm done. Now I can go home.
You're there. See, you're there.
Where to? There. Took this,
wait a minute.
Took
oh, if
this
only
long
it were this easy
to get off the rug.
Well, but you did get off, and you did get going, and you're off the rug, and you're onto something.
You know, being a Radio Valencia, it's like evolving.
That's true. One evolves, or else one is rapidly overtaken.
You start on the rug as a small, single-celled organism.
Pretty soon, you're a slipper animal, a paramecium, and you know those little things can actually learn. It's astonishing.
You know how complex a planaria is, a flatworm? Tiny little flatworm?
Those things are flat and complex, and the odd thing is that when you cut them in two, there are two little
form. It's amazing.
With the eyes and everything.
You should talk about that, because it'll come true, and you'll have to start doing flatworm marriages at your house.
Well, whenever you
little old Francis Flatworm.
Start talking about flatworm reproduction, two people start talking about it at once.
Well,
it's a strange thing.
That was a strange orgy that was on.
You know, another thing about flatworm reproduction that's rather interesting is that flatworms can reproduce in seconds flat.
Oh, cool, man. Let's go to the flatworm bar.
They can do it, and then it's over.
They
then
seem to be cross-eyed, but in fact, they actually have rather good vision for a simple animal.
Yeah, what's
animal
the deal with that binocular cross-eyed vision these little tiny worms with their triangular heads have
got?
Yeah,
what are they going to look at? Oh, here comes a Daphnia.
And how well can those little cartoon-like eyes, they have focus on anything? I think they're just light-sensitive spots.
That's right, they're going like...
They're really cute, though.
Light, no light spots.
They sure are funny. They make it look like they're looking at the end of their little pointed nose with their crossed eyes.
As long as you don't think of them as parasitic omnivores.
And mad scientists have been experimenting on them for years, cutting them in half and cutting them partially in half, creating terrible monstrosities. Three, four, five-headed planarians. It's easy to produce them. Just don't make the cut completely.
It just tickles them as you slice them up and dice them up.
Plenty more where they come from. Oh, yes, you can slice them up and dice them up, and they still form.
Night of the planaria.
If only humans had the same abilities.
Oh, they're so cute. Look, I'm smashing this one.
They thought they could play with planaria. They thought
bye,
they were
spooky
gods.
Bye.
What is the normal position of this group of annelids in the great chain of being?
Oh, that's interesting. They're actually called, they are part of the metazoa, believe it or not.
But they do no harm to humans. Rather, the harm goes in the other direction.
I just let the air of that.
No,
sure
to them,
human.
To them, we are the monster.
Indeed, but they provide no diseases or infirmities of the flesh for the human, unlike other worms, which are quite invasive and intrusive.
I think you're talking about forms of flukes, flatworms, and other parasitic worms, including roundworms.
And reel-to-reel tapeworms.
Wow. $15 a reel. 30 years.
They're really long.
Yes.
My cat loves to eat.
Imagine
cat loves to eat magnetic tape.
Prescribe them to keep thin.
He's part of the Judah L. Magnet Museum.
Who here wants a tapeworm tonight?
What? How much a gram?
Scott's brand cellophane
tapeworm in town.
Yeah.
Sticks like crazy. Sticks like crazy.
Yeah.
Scott's
you know,
brand.
This is better than tapeworm. This is vape tape.
Driving yourself over the edge.
Now you know they're trying to make vaping illegal in all the halls of government. And right now, you can vape right in front of everybody on a dark train. Nobody can do anything about it.
What should I do?
There's no vaping going on here, Hal.
But they're trying to make it illegal.
I'm not going to do over the edge tonight.
Over what edge, sun.
Some kind of... It was fun last night driving home from the city listening to Over the Edge.
Now we'll use the unhealthful old-fashioned method.
To be at Over the Edge.
But nothing will be left behind because nobody, but nobody is going to look at Uggs, Dre, at 8 o'clock in the morning, May.
Radio
you
Valencia.
Can take that to the bank.
CSI.
Haven't you heard our advertising story?
Hey, can you do those drugs in Oppish?
As it happens.
Yapu mopping drop bugs?
And act with clarity.
Wapat kapain dap of drop bugs dap at yapu mopping.
Uh-oh, you're busted.
Where there is clarity.
Radio Valencia no CSI choice. Has had their linguistic Wapil team in here.
Drop bugs, topper, yapu wapong.
Their top linguistic experts drop bugs, topper, wapong.
There is misery.
It was 10 and find that Dr. Hal Show has committed Radio Valencia studio crime.
Come and get me, coppers. Yeah, I'm right here. I'm doing it. I'm stinking up your precious studio. Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Talking.
Nothing. Is this show over again yet, please?
Oh, I'm
sorry. No, this is one of those weird... It's probably a K-Rob show or something. Because it just accidentally comes on. You can't tell what they're doing. And
it's a weirdo thing. Weird
now. It's that weirdo crap shit again.
Now you realize we're here enjoying the Pedro legacy, the last of fragments, the last molecule.
Oh, really?
After this, not much more.
Oh, yeah? In that fish over there?
In that tiny flying fish, yes. Mm. But no angel fish.
My name is Johnny Sacred, private ear for Heller Corporation, Hollywood, California.
That's Hollywood.
That's right.
You mean to tell me we've been sitting here listening to you and you know nothing?
Well, take it easy.
I know nothing.
Well, it smells so much better than a burning Popeyes.
Because I'm a know-nothing.
We're stuck in low-income housing.
Tonight at the Chicken John Show in the hell part, they're burning sulfur in human hair to create the nacreous stench of the pit.
Don't know nothing.
Thank you for reminding me about that. Hal, you gave me so many clues on things to do and not do tomorrow night.
Well, there's Eden, and then there's the March to Hell that everybody has to participate in. I didn't go, but I'm in the show.
It doesn't matter whether we're in the box or not.
Yeah. I've said no to most everything involved tomorrow night.
It's
so far.
Nice. They've got Luminaria along the path.
And well, let me tell you something. It's important to me.
Bleeding nuns. Bleeding the way.
Tell me if this is the right way to do it. Is not rush like the sheep toward whatever bright, sparkly thing they see, but instead linger and look at the sideshows.
Well, you can spend as much time looking at any individual sideshow as you like.
No, good.
The question is, will they withstand such a protracted inspection?
Oh, they're trying
to... It may mean you're just supposed to look at it and then walk on to the next thing.
Oh, they're trying to hustle us through?
I really don't know, you know. When I'm there, I'm concerned with one thing only, and that's whether I can do what will make them want me to come back the next time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Dickie's going to pay you on Tuesday in...
Oh, there won't be any payment for a while, but eventually it comes, or else they can't use you as a plastic resource made out of Play-Doh. The perfect form. Of clay.
You want to get out of this box? This is how you get out.
It's new plastic goop. Creates the wuggly bugs in the thing maker set. I never had one of those, but I saw them advertised. Look, K-Rob, look. See, K-Rob, run. Run, K-Rob, run. Now, they throw the ball. See K-Rob catch the ball. Catch, K-Rob. K-Rob caught the ball. Now K-Rob throws the ball. Playing with the ball is fun.
K-Rob swallowed the ball. K-Rob's choking. Choke, K-Rob, choke.
Where did K-Rob go? He must be hiding.
K-Rob's here. He's sleeping. Sleep, K-Rob, sleep.
a long, long sleep. You know, when I consider the children's books I was raised on as a little shaver, when I consider their contents, somehow seem absolutely nightmarish to me now. The predicament the characters were in. Did you ever read Scuffy the Tugboat?
Oh, yes, I did. I did read Scuffy the Tugboat.
Well, isn't that the most terrifying thing ever imaginable? It's a little toy boat, and it's...
Yes, it's inappropriate.
They lose track of it, and it's going out in the streams and toward the ocean, and it goes out into the great beyond and is totally swallowed up in infinity. And
yes, it's doomed. You know, it's doomed. It's just like a... falling into a further abyss of terror and
there's nothing it can do. It's a little plastic boat, and it flows out through all the rivers and waterways to the infinite ocean, where it's lost in eternity.
You know,
horrible. It's not reassuring. Children like stories with a better ending than that.
Yeah, many of these stories actually are sad endings.
How about Tootle? Did you ever read Tootle?
How about simple, even Mike Mulligan, the steam shovel?
Yes, there's something about the futility of labor in that one.
You do everything you can.
Which also pervades the little engine that could.
You put out the last thing you can, and you dig yourself a hole, which is your tomb.
Or getting ready for Roddy, another one, but more obscure. Where a child anticipates the delivery of coal from a dump truck through his basement window.
Yes, hooray.
Which is fulfilled in the exciting conclusion of the story.
Oh, the joy of being lower income, watching the coal chute fill up with black dust.
That was a middle-class thing. Everybody had a coal chute and a coal cellar, as it was called.
You know what? I remember one of these really cool things.
That's how people heated their homes. My grandfather had one.
Ma'am.
Mr. Puzzling Evidence, sir. Sir,
now,
over there.
Now, in my lifetime, they cleaned the coal dust out and it turned it into another room.
It's time for the reverb over there now.
Remember
that knob?
Time washing machine in there.
No, I won't do it.
You have to do it. It's a Radio Valencia.
Like
Radio Valencia bylaw.
It's caught in the ringer.
You have to go there.
The knob here.
You have to go there to the sub mixer.
It, too, was a fascinating object of my youthful.
Turn it up on the far end.
Contemplation.
The one that controls all. The one ring that makes no, well,
controls all, knows all.
It's not the right one.
You know it all.
I'd go north and west from there. Okay.
North by northwest.
You live in the south, the northeast.
You go straight north from there. Remember that top row of effects knobs on the top? Go to the rightmost of that one. Yeah, up.
Oh, do you remember?
Right, left. There
oh,
you are.
Do you remember Sweet Alice?
Closer. You're most there.
Sweet Alice, whose hair was so brown.
Trim it out.
Who wept with delight when you gave her a smile and trembled with fear at your frown.
Are you going to make me up? Do I have to get up from here? Do I have to walk over there and show you how to turn that on?
You can't even find over there.
And do you remember the school, Ben Bolt, with the schoolmaster, cruel and grim?
I have to tell you the sad thing. I have to do tomorrow, Hal Robbins. Tomorrow.
What? What do you have to do?
My daughter, my darling daughter.
What do you have to do?
Is the officiatrix. What do you call that? The officiant?
At the guinea pig wedding / orgy.
Yes. First, my daughter will introduce the bride and groom. The groom, of course, is Lucas, and the bride is the delightful... The delightful Scamper. Scamper and Lucas will be joined and wed in holy matrimony tomorrow at 1 p.m. at our house.
It's a very, very, very fine house. Well,
cats in the yard...
Yeah, right, they're in the yard because they'd kill the guinea pigs if they were inside the house. That's the reason the two cats are in the yard. But everything's fine, and no problem. Just walk along here, nothing to see. Move along. That's all right. No guinea pig shenanigans here. What is happening? Did you get the... Arbitrarily, Dr. Goldie has been deleted from the Akashic Records, and now he can't contribute to the Symposium of the Airwaves. It almost as if, or almost is as if, some strange, sinister force preventing this ordinary level of discourse. Just a matter of pulling a switch or twitching a control, maybe pressing a little dad burned button.
Everybody's there.
And then my magic. Everybody is back online and in line. How about your microphone itself? It might have one of those pesky little buttons where you can accidentally switch it off.
Orange cable. There it is.
From Lawrence Cableton, a new...
Yes, and you can go back to the echo.
Up and gone
good
again.
Good morning, Mr. Echo.
You're doing the wrong
you
today.
Dairy.
You know, I think you should... I think that mixer board should not have dairy anymore.
Everything I need to know about this guy's right here.
Echo Cogito Sum.
What kind of show is this?
Well, it's about a little bit more than 3 hours long.
It's about a guinea pig wedding tomorrow.
There's a guinea pig, and there's another guinea pig that it's a getting hitched to.
Yeah, Lucas and Scamper will be joined, and then immediately put together.
Then they shall consummate the marriage in the eyes of all.
Yes, especially about
fitting, proper, and holy.
About 7 and 8 year old children.
The curtains of the marriage bed will not be drawn.
I can't understand.
For a scientific and educational opportunity.
Two mammalian rodents will be entering in coitus in front of the eyes of the children and their horrified parents. Tomorrow in my afternoon.
Traumatize a generation. Ideally, that is. Yes, shock them out of their juvenile complacency. Make them understand that there is a greater level of complexity awaiting them, if they dare.
Yes, this is where they're going to go from Harry Potter books to, well, I don't think...
The creatures of the night.
They'll go through gradual levels of similar juvenilia, and some of them will never escape the centrifugal force of that level of pop culture. Which is culture, pop though it may be.
Wow. Tomorrow in my house, a springboard into their future.
Spring forward, fall back. Now you know that... lecture about the Garden of Earthly Delights takes forever and ever, and I'd still be doing it if they hadn't shut me off.
Wait, are you saying we should listen to you do it, or should...
I'm saying you will want to do what everybody else does, and come and listen politely for a few minutes and then wander off to do something else while I continue droning on about the significance of it all.
Okay.
And in addition, the room is cold and uncomfortable to be in. I moved some chairs into it, but even so, they need something to warm it up, I feel. Just my own thought about it.
Silk?
Maybe tomorrow's weather will be more mild and less inclement.
I'm going to wear my REI silk long johns tomorrow night. Very thin.
I wear
always a good
red
choice.
Woolen underwear.
Choice.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to get all my camping gear for tomorrow night's fallen cosmos. I'm going to be
camping.
So dressed. Yeah, I'm going to be warm. I might take a little propane heater with me.
Harold Camping will tell you about the end of the
coffee and some dehydrated bird's feed.
Yeah.
Have some dehydrated bird's feed and wait for the end.
Okay, where? Where's the meeting?
You want to know where it is?
Yeah.
It's a Pier 70.
Ishmael, 417.
There's no Pier 70. That place
collapsed. I know.
That place collapsed years ago.
It's a mystery. The haunted ghost of the broken, gone Pier 70.
Nor shall it be vouchsafed unto them.
Shoot. What's going on?
And he did smite leader of the Midianites.
You know, since they've released the location to tens of thousands of people, I don't think Radio Valencia is going to add to that more than how many over here?
And again did smite the captain of men.
Still holding at eight little Dr. Pennies.
I can't believe it's eight. You know, that's how sophisticated the programming is.
Who fell in the blaze of noon.
Wait, are you saying that each integer is one eighth of a human or something?
It's all
upon
fake.
The field
it's all fake?
Bag yes.
Is this like the moon landing or something?
Completely.
How can this be all fake?
I know.
There have to be...
This is like the...
Prove it yourself. Didn't you show up and unshow up?
I have worse news for you. This is the Truman Show.
Body hath lain.
Man.
There,
how do I get out of John?
From its soil did grow the sacred rutabaga, which fissioned open.
So if we kept doing show, just bump up against the end of our universe.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.